I invite some of our elders to come and we'll prepare to serve you communion. This is the family meal. This is the opportunity to receive a gift from God's hand. Jesus offered this to his disciples and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. This is my blood poured out for you." This is the family meal for those who are trusting only in, completely in the Lord Jesus to pay the price. This is an opportunity to reflect on what I deserve. You notice that the bread is broken up in little pieces and it's separate from the juice. The bread represents his flesh, the juice represents his blood. When you tear your flesh apart and let all the blood comes out, that's pretty gruesome. That's the picture we have here. This is death. That's what I deserve. The wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, a cessation of a heartbeat and a brainwave, but separation from a God who is good and who loves me. That's what I deserve. Jesus took that. He took the wrath of God, the vengeance that is due to me. He took it for me on the cross. All who believe in him, all who are trusting in him, he took it for you. So we can experience grace, what we don't deserve. We can enjoy relationship. We should be banished from his presence. Instead, we're welcomed in. Why? Not because we deserve it, because Jesus made a way. So if you're believing in Jesus, if you're holding on to him, take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands, reflect on what he did for you. If you're not believing in Jesus, I've just simply asked, why not? It is the good news. It's the best news ever. Simply open your heart, cry out, I recognize I'm a sinner. I know what I deserve. I don't want that. Give me a gift I don't deserve. Forgive my sins. Wash me clean. Welcome me in. I want to be yours. I want a relationship with you. Simply cry out to him right now. He loves to answer those prayers. We'll serve you if you're a believer. Take those, hold them in your hand, reflect on what he's done for you. And once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and we'll take those together as a body, as a family of believers. Jesus, thank you for seeing me in my affliction, in my mess, in my brokenness, in my sin, when there was no hope. Thank you for remembering me and coming to my rescue. We look at this broken bread and this juice poured out in our hands. We look at the cross and we recognize what it cost to pay my price in full. We will never fully understand those 3 hours of darkness on the cross where the Father poured out his wrath on your head, Jesus. What should have come to me was poured out on you. And you willingly, as my substitute, took my place, paid my price. And now you welcome me in. Thank you for the gift of the good news. Thank you for the gift of salvation that I don't deserve, that I will never earn, but I receive. Just as a gift. All I can say is thank you. We receive from you. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out for you as your substitute to take your place, to make you his. Drink.